Zakt de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Trumais Perik Ches Mishnah Yur Aleph. Valzu Amar Rabbi Yeshua. On this Truma, where suddenly we have a Safik Tuma on the Truma. Vialzu, or in the situation where we don't take action and scoop it up, it's going to get lost. Although Rabbi Eliezer does not allow us to use the Tuma Dikakeli. And Rabbi Eliezer says, protect it. Zok Rabbi Yeshua, loy zehu truma, this is not the truma, shani muzer lam ulatama, that I was warned not to be metamid. Ela rather, this other mefarshim taich, a little tricky to taich the words here, so listen carefully. Ela rather mila achla, when can you not cause truma to become tamay? Only if as a result of what you're doing, you won't be able to eat it. In other words, truma that's not going to get lost, and because you're intervening here with the tamid ikakeli, or you're being careless with it, it's going to become tame, and therefore you can't eat it. That's where the Torah said you can't do it. Uval te tama ketza. Now, just time to take truma mima tame, that's obvious. So obviously you're talking about a case where it looks like it will become tame, but I'm still telling you, no, don't be metame. There's a case where Rabbi Yeshua is made. So what is that case? Uval te tama ketza. Where does Rabbi Yeshua say, even I agree, you should not be metame the truma? So the Mishnah gives us an interesting case. Someone was going from place to place. There are loaves of truma in his hand. And Ovid Kechavim comes over to him and says, ten li achas men, give me one of them. I'm going to be metame it. If you're not going to give me one of them, by your own volition, if you're not going to do it on your own, what I'm going to do? Hareini metame es kulam. I'll be metame all of the loaves. So here we have a machloikus, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, what to do. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, Yitame Yaskulam. What he does, he does. Let him be Matama, all of them. But Va'al Yitin Le Achas Men V'Yitame. You don't give over one of them to him to be Matama. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, this is what I want you to do. I don't want you to put it into his hands, but Yenich Lefanov, put it down. Yenich Lefanov Achas Mehen Alasala, put one of them down on the stone. Let's see what happens. Just because he threatened doesn't mean that he's going to do it. There is a possibility he won't. So don't put it into his hands. But then what you can do, put it down on the stone. Maybe with that he'll be appeased, and he won't be in the time of anything. So Rabbi Eliezer says, don't even put it down on the stone, because you're Lamaisa indirectly passing him the truma. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, I don't want you to put it in his hands, because there's a chance here that it won't be eaten. You can still save it, but you can put it down on the stone.